The U.S. Senate is the final resting place for a lot of legislation, but this week it revived Senator Lisa Murkowski's energy modernization bill, which had been in a coma since February, as senators feuded over what to do about the Flint water crisis. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the energy bill's passage is a political coup for Murkowski.
The bill sailed through the Senate by a vote of 85 to 12. And not for nothing, because Murkowski, the chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, says she and the committee's top Democrat, Maria Cantwell of Washington, included policy priorities and sometimes entire bills from 80 senators.
Senator Cantwell and I, as the managers of the bill on the Senate floor, did everything that we could to make sure that this was a bipartisan bill from committee start to the finish.
The bill has no signature issue. It's a mashup of ideas from left and right, leaving out the more controversial ones. It allows more money for renewable energy research and deployment. It also continues fossil fuel research and streamlines regulation for oil, gas, and mining. A key selling point for Democrats is the permanent reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund for public land acquisition. A big feature for Republicans is a requirement to speed permit processing for LNG terminals. That was motivated by Lower 48 projects. But Murkowski also added a provision specifically for the Alaska Gas Pipeline, a project still on the drawing board for lack of about $50 billion. Murkowski's bill would move the pipeline's right-of-way as it passes through Denali National Park to avoid a seismic fault.
What we're doing is trying to anticipate ahead of time any hurdle that might be in the way, get it out of the way, which is what we have done with this proposal.
The Alaska Oil and Gas Association praised the bill for fixing the gas line corridor problem and easing the industry's regulatory burden. Robert Cowan of the Union of Concerned Scientists is an advocate for renewable energy.
Just to be completely blunt about it, we really do think there's a missed opportunity here with respect to addressing the climate crisis.
He wrote a blog post headlined, "Senate Energy Bill, Better Than Doing Nothing." But he really does mean that. He says the bill is better for clean energy than no bill, particularly on energy research and modernizing the electric grid.
The bill does a lot of good things with things like microgrids, battery storage, and just essentially a better understanding of how to integrate renewables into the grid.
Cowan says Murkowski had to cope with difficult politics, and he credits her willingness to compromise to avoid partisan impasse.
She's very pragmatic, and I think that she honestly wanted to get something done, and she understood she had to work with the other party to do that. I'm not sure that The House approaches things that way.
The House passed its own very different energy bill, which Murkowski describes as pretty much a Republican bill. Murkowski's next challenge will be to negotiate a version of the two bills that can pass both chambers. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.